Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast. We're covering the big sports headlines for the 2018 Asian Games this week. You're listening to Brian. Thursday was a mixed day for India at the Asian Games. While the women's kabaddi team qualified for the finals, the men's team crashed out of the competition. The Indian women's kabaddi team entered the finals at the Asian Games for the third time in a row. They defeated Chinese Taipei 27-14 in the semi-final. This gives the women's kabaddi team a shot at a third successive gold medal in the games. They had also won the Kabaddi World Cup in 2012, 2013 and 2014. The women's team will take on the women from Iran in the final match today. The Indian men's kabaddi team, defending champions and winners of 7 gold medals, lost to Iran in the semi-finals. This comes as a bit of a shock for India, who have won all previous kabaddi men's finals at the Asian Games and perhaps even take the gold for granted. Iran finally broke India's continued domination of the sport at the Asian Games since 1990. The two teams had squared off in the 2014 Asian Games finals as well, where India had prevailed 27-25 in a closely fought match. This time around, Iran outplayed India. The Indians got off to a 6-4 lead, but Iran made a strong comeback and India's scoreline soon read 6-7. Iran's defenders, Abuzar Mihani and Fazel Atrachali, who played for the Telugu Titans in the Pro Kabaddi League, held off India's raiders. At halftime, the score was tied 9-9. With 10 minutes left in the game, Iran was leading 16-12. It was a desperate time for the Indian team, but Iran held their nerves to qualify for the final. They face South Korea in the final today. South Korea beat Pakistan 27-24 in the other semi-final. Indian shooters continue to do well at the 2018 Asian Games. The 15-year-old Shardul Vihan won a silver medal in the men's double trap shooting event. The teenager from Uttar Pradesh scored 73 points to finish behind gold medal winner Shin Hyun-woo of Korea, who scored 74. The bronze went to Al Mari Hamad Ali of Qatar, who finished with a score of 53. India's Ranjan Sodhi, who won gold in the same event at the 2010 Asian Games, said, "It was beyond my imagination that a 15-year-old could cope with the pressure like he did. Just a point apart from the gold medalist. This is a big one." Vihan is coached by Asian Championship double gold medalist Anwar Sultan. Last year, at age 14, Vihan won 4 gold medals at the 61st National Shooting Championship. He finished first in the senior and junior men's double trap individual and team events. He also finished 6th at the 2017 Junior World Championship held in Russia. Indian swimmer Srihari Natarajan set 2 national records during the Asian Games but finished 6th in the 200-meter backstroke final round. Natarajan qualified for the final and set a new national record with a timing of 2 minutes and 2.97 seconds. He set another national mark in the final, finishing at 2 minutes and 2.83 seconds. He finished 6th in a final that was won by Zhu Jiao of China, who completed the race in 1 minute 53.99 seconds. Natarajan also set national records in 50-meter backstroke and 100-meter backstroke. He finished the 50-meter backstroke in 26.19 seconds and the 100-meter backstroke in 55.86 seconds. Speaking about his performance, Natarajan, a class 12 student, said, "It is encouraging. I now know what I need to do. It was a good learning experience. But the most important thing that I've learned is to forget what if. There is no point in getting tense." Aruna Buddha Reddy and Pranati Nayak, the two gymnasts from India who had qualified for the vault finals, finished without a medal. India was the only nation to have 2 finalists in the event. However, they ended the final at the bottom of the list, with Reddy finishing 7th while Nayak finishing 8th. Aruna had a fall in her first vault and scored 12.125. Her second vault received a score of 13.425. But with an average score of 12.775, she could manage only 7th place. Aruna had won a bronze at the 2018 Gymnastics World Cup held in Australia with a score of 13.649. Pranati Nayak also had a fall in her first vault. She finished last with an average score of 12.650. India have another medal hope in Deepa Karmakar, who qualified for the balance beam final. In weightlifting, Indian athletes finished in 5th and 10th places in the 77kg category. 21-year-old Ajay Singh lifted a personal best of 327kg to finish in 5th place in the 77kg weightlifting category. Satish Shivalingam, who won gold at the 2014 and 2018 Commonwealth Games and holds the national record of 339kg, injured his thigh and managed to lift only 314kg. He finished in 10th place. Cho Jeon-wi of North Korea won the gold after lifting a total of 348kg. Kim Woo Jae of South Korea took the silver with a total of 347kg, while Thailand's Chatrapon Chinnawong won the bronze with a total of 341kg.
Sportcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.